Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to talk to the top Trailblazers beat reporter.
I finally feel like they're using Evan Turner correctly.
The ultimate insider on Portland basketball and the NBA.
This is probably the most dynamic second unit.
This is the Blazer Fan Insider with Jason Quick of The Athletic. Brought to you on The Fan by Change Realty, home of the 1% listing fee. You know,
today destroys the night. All right, well, the All-Star break is over, and the Blazers are back at it tonight in Brooklyn. Here is Jason. Are you with the team, or are you here?
No, I'm in Portland.
Oh, okay. So you haven't met Enes Kanter yet?
I have not, no. Seems like a real jovial type guy.
Yeah, he does. He seems like he's got a great personality, and it's almost odd to me how much he's really embracing coming to Portland. Like, he's just like, he's all about it.
Well, he chose it, right?
I mean, he's really into it. It's interesting.
Well, he was on the Knicks.
That's true.
And he's joining a very good team where he'll have a very defined role, a team that should make the playoffs. That's something that players, as they get later in their career, really value. Chance to go to the playoffs in a defined role. So I think it's a good situation for him.
When you look at this road trip, what we got, seven in a row, should I say we, because apparently I'm there playing small forward for them. The Blazers have seven in a row. And I think every one of them is just a day off in between. What's a successful trip here?
I think if they get three, that'll be a passable trip. And then if they get four, it's a very good trip. And they caught a real break in that Saturday morning's game. Joel Embiid will be out for the Sixers. That's a huge, huge break for them. So I think there's a chance that they can go get four wins on this.
So the Blazers, just to reset, they are fourth in the West, if you haven't been following. They are only a game up on Houston and then two up on Utah and San Antonio. The Blazers are 34-23, but their road record is not good. They're 10-15. Do you see something different with them on the road this year? How do you explain their poor road record?
Well, I mean, historically, this has been a poor team. I don't know how to explain it, Isaac. I think at different times, it's different things that kind of haunt them. But I think one thing that has really been inconsistent, particularly on the road, has been CJ. They need him to play well to win on the road, and I think he's had some real stinkers on the road. So I think these final 25 games, it would really help them if they get a more consistent CJ McCollum.
Do you think there's a confidence? Is it a health thing? What exactly has been? Remember, a couple years ago we talked about this with Lillard. Like, something just felt off, and something feels off with CJ this year.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. I think the biggest thing you can point to is his role has changed a little bit. Remember last year, he was kind of the QB of the second unit, and he had 6 to 7 minute stretches where the ball was in his hands completely. And as everyone knows, when the ball is in his hands, usually that's going to mean a shot. And this year, he's not playing with the ball in his hands a lot, so that means he has to run around, he has to get open, or his teammates have to get him open, and that's a little bit harder to get a shot off. And the shots that he is getting, he might have a guy in his face a little bit more often than when he's breaking a guy down and creating his own space.
Jason Quick is here with us on the MVP HomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. Blazers, about said Knicks, but they're at the Nets tonight, starting a big seven-game road trip. So how do you feel like, I mean, I know stats won't tell you, but do you have a sense at all, or maybe I can ask you what you would do with the new guys? You got Rodney Hood sliding in there. You got Jake Layman really playing well, and now you got to slide in Kanter. How do you think he's gonna juggle it all?
Yeah, I'm really curious. I think it's time that Jake Layman starts. The metrics and the analytics with him playing with Nurk, CJ, and Dame is off the charts. I think they're like a plus 41 with him on the court with those guys. And he's earned it. Maurice Harkless, I think he's got enough time to get the benefit of the doubt with his injury and stuff. It doesn't look like he's going to be the old Mo, that, you know, the game-changing defender, the explosive guy on the offensive glass. I think there's too much at stake on this season to keep waiting and hoping that Maurice Harkless shows something. So I think Jake has earned that. If it's not Jake, I think Rodney Hood has shown that he's very capable, a very solid offensive guy, and he's surprisingly decent on defense. He can switch, and he's long. So I think a change will probably come at some point. I don't know if he'll do it tonight. And then I think it's going to be real interesting to see what he does with Evan Turner. Since Rodney Hood has come on the four games that he has played with the Blazers, the biggest guy, the guy who's suffered the most is Evan Turner. He's averaged about 7 minutes less than his season average since Hood has come. And nobody has taken a bigger minutes hit than Evan Turner. So that tells me that, you know, Stotts isn't real confident in his playmaking or his shot making, the way he can space. And I said this last week, I thought it was real interesting in the Blazers game at Oklahoma City where Stotts opened the fourth quarter. The game had gotten real tight. I think it was a 5-point game. And he opened the fourth quarter with Rodney Hood initiating the offense from point guard, kind of what Evan Turner usually did. Now, he only did it for about 3 or 4 possessions, but I think that's something that he might tinker with going down the stretch. And if that happens, then I think Evan Turner gets phased out a little more. But the guys who look like they're getting pushed out, Myers Leonard is out of the rotation now, no question about that. And I think Seth Curry is going to see little to no minutes. And I think Evan Turner as well, as I just said, is kind of getting phased out.
Well, I guess I got to follow up on that, and because you know Evan Turner well. Is that going to be a problem, or will he handle that like a pro? Because he seems like a pretty good guy, but the last thing you need now is a veteran who's whining about minutes and kind of causing a stir in the locker room.
Well, I think any one of these guys is going to be mad and upset about that, and I think that's an okay thing, but it's when you start belly aching or pouting and going into your own kind of little cocoon or kind of start whispering to teammates in the locker room, that's when it becomes a problem. And I do not think Evan Turner will be that way. Evan has been very consistent in saying, I don't care what my numbers are. I just want to win. And he truly, truly believes that. I mean, he's bitched to me throughout his 3 years here, just about role, about shots, about how fans perceive him. He's done a lot of that, but he's always said, but I don't care. As long as we win, that's all that matters to me. And I truly, truly believe it, because we've had some pretty frank conversations about things, and he has always come back to, I don't care as long as we win.
You know, we've had this discussion so many times, and I think that's one of those things that people can't quite put their finger on with Terry Stotts is the rotation and some guys falling out. But when everyone asks him about it, why is he so sensitive? Is that something that goes across NBA coaches, or is that kind of unique to him? Because I feel like anytime someone brings up at all, not even like a challenge, just asks a question about why someone is or isn't playing, he gets beyond all red-assed on you.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, and I don't like to make things about me. Usually it's me who's asking him those kind of pointed questions. And I think it's personal. He's made it personal. I don't think he likes me. So I think that's why he gets a little defensive and a little short when he asks those things. But I don't know. It's not to say that I'm the only one, but most of the time it's me asking, and that, I think that chaps him. But he's just kind of that way. He is so afraid of offending his players or saying something that might, hurt their feelings. And, this is the pros. I think fans deserve some kind of insight into why he makes certain decisions. And I don't get it, but he's coach of the team and he gets to make those type of decisions.
So my opinion is, Well, I mean, we all know. I mean, if you listen to our show, the Blazers have one star and a bunch of role guys, and they've added, you know, a couple more role guys, and so that's good. The depth is there. The Cantor thing is exciting, and then Hood, and then of course the emergence of Lehman. But can you pinpoint a couple things to watch over the last 25 games or so that tells a guy like me that maybe this is different come playoff time? Because I still, even with the additions, don't have much faith.
Yeah, number one, their defense. Their defense has to be better. We make a lot of, or we've paid a lot of attention to the sweep by New Orleans last year and how they shut down Lillard and everybody else. But people forget, New Orleans picked apart this defense. I mean, Drew Holiday, Anthony Davis, Mirotic, they had their way with Portland in the series. And Portland couldn't do anything to combat that. They didn't make adjustments. So, and this year, statistically, Portland's worse on the defensive end. So I think these next 25 games, how good a defense are they playing? And are these new guys? You know, Cantor's not really known as a defender. How good is Hood at switching and shutting down some pretty high-powered small forwards in the West that they're going to have to go up against? So I think number one is defense, and then two, can these reserve guys hit the three consistently? Is Lehman ready to hit a big shot late in the fourth quarter? How does he use Curry? You know, because that's going to be a big thing, is do they have enough shooters on the court at the end of games? And Curry obviously is among the leaders in three-point shooting, but is he good enough to be out there for fourth quarter minutes? We don't know. Rodney Hood, the kind of knock on him has been that he shied away from big moments, hasn't performed at big moments. And these are guys that are probably going to have to play in the fourth quarter. And so I think, are other guys outside of Lillard able to hit big shots late in games? And is the defense, how do they look? Are they looking like, a tough group? Can they make adjustments? Can they switch? All those kind of things. Those two things, though, are the biggest that I would be looking at in these final 25.
All right, read Jason Quick's coverage of the Blazers on The Athletic. And we talk to him every Thursday here. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, see you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.